we're really just here to take any end of your questions. But I do have a suggestion to make this morning, and it's only that. But I do suggest that public employees at all levels in our state, in our cities, our towns, our counties, our schools, our universities, consider skipping a pay raise in 2009. And they'll be in good company if they do, not just state government, but all over Indiana. This is happening in many communities. I know in Richmond and Muncie and Chesterton and Dyer, these are just random examples that I've noticed. Purdue and IU have taken leadership at the university level. I would just point out that raises are going to be few and far between in the private economy of Indiana for a while. And the private economy, after all, is where the taxes come from that go into the paychecks of public employees. So I've no way to make this happen and wouldn't try. It's only a suggestion. I'll have absolutely no criticism of any group anywhere that doesn't see their way clear to do it. But real money would be involved in terms of preserving important public services at a time when our cities and towns and schools are under some stress. It could make a real difference. So I do hope that in places where it hasn't already been talked about, that folks will give it some thought and remember that, after all, those of us whose paychecks do come from our fellow citizens and neighbors ought to look for chances to help those neighbors and show some solidarity.
Senator, are you essentially asking unions to get together and talk about prevailing raises, or are you talking about other employees getting together and as a group?
Yeah, there are a lot of employees who would not be part of a formal organization. I think about college faculties, for instance. There are many places where local units are simply in a position to do this, but there are other places where they would need the agreement support, hopefully, of their employees. And so I'm just suggesting that this become as widespread as it can be in the state. It really would help preserve important public services and, as I say, take some pressure off some schools and local units. And so I make it simply as a request for consideration, nothing more.
How dire do you see circumstances next year for these local governments who are frankly off the radar for folks living in Indiana?
Well, they're never off my radar, and it's going to be difficult in many cases. Of course, this is a responsibility of leadership, and we're seeing some real leadership in the cities and towns and counties already. Folks are doing what they need to do to balance their budget, but every little bit helps, and this would not be a little bit. Every percent increase in the pay of public employees is over $100 million in the state. So even a little bit of restraint there would make a real difference, just in terms of keeping the most fundamental services going up to standard. Not as great a concern as maintaining services and keeping budgets balanced. You're right that, I guess, 3.8% or something less than that would come back around, but it'd still be a major improvement in the overall finances of the public sector. Local government's got a better situation than state government does. Our revenues are flat and are about to decline if the projections are right. Local government revenues are actually up, not a lot, but they're up. So I'm very sympathetic with their difficulties. We're experiencing them too. And in part, my suggestion today is aimed at alleviating that just a little bit.
Have you discussed this with anyone outside here? Have you floated this idea past some local folks?
Yeah. Well, of course, we've done this in state government already, and so there's a precedent there. As I say, some of our major universities have headed in this direction, at least with regard to their top administrators. The judges of the state, including all the judges at the local level, already have given their agreement to skip a pay raise this year. And I talked to the leadership of certain important organizations this morning and told them what I was going to suggest, and they were very understanding. I'm talking about firefighters and FOP and important organizations like that.
As the agencies have started to put in place some of the cuts that you asked for, mm-hmm.
Everything about this concerns me, and it's not as though no Hoosier anywhere will notice that anything is different. Unfortunately, life's not like that. But I am comfortable that, at least with the steps we've taken so far, the most vital services will be delivered just as intended. No, actually, when you look at the whole cabinet and all our top appointees and changes coming and going, it's a net reduction in pay. In other words, that's one example. It's the only one I can think of offhand where the new person will earn a little more than the previous incumbent. But there are several examples that work the other way, where the replacement is going to be paid less, BMV, DLGF, to name a couple. And when we look at the net, there'll be less money paid out in salaries to top appointees from any changes so far than there was in 2008.
And it is that performance-based as opposed to paying people, exact same salary.
In part, it's performance-based. In part, it's responding to competitive marketplace for top talent. I would also remind you that IEDC is. And this was one of the reasons why we created it, pays a lot of its expenses with non-government money, non-taxpayer money. It raises funds specifically so that here and there we can pay people more than government is able to pay. Hunting for new jobs is the single highest priority of our administration, and we wanted to be able to have the best talent possible to do that.
Are you saying I need to Purdue if all of you decided not to pay raises to this staff?
Yes, that's my understanding. That each has made an announcement like that. Purdue's, I think, is pretty far-reaching. But each, as I understand it, extends throughout administration or top administration. And I really want to commend them for it. I'm sure there are other places that I'm unaware of that have already moved in this direction, other than the ones that I've caught and mentioned here today.
On a totally different topic.
Yeah.
Senator Miller has a bill that would create what's called a silver alert. It's like an amber alert.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe so. I mean, I take seriously any idea that Pat Miller comes up with. She's a very thoughtful legislator. And we all know that this is a problem and probably a little more common as the population ages. So we'll give it a look, absolutely. That was a different subject.
Yep. And the towns you mentioned, those have already decided not to.
Yeah, that's my understanding. We have, and again, I'm sure that there, if there are that many, there are probably many more. But yes, I didn't, but someone on the staff called them, as well as the teachers union. And to my knowledge, each such organization been understanding. They understand the spirit of the suggestion. I can only say that, in the private sector, where more than 9 in 10 Hoosiers works, there'd be very few raises, and obviously the cost of certain things, including health insurance, tends to be upward. So nothing easy about this, and again, that's why I'm certainly not going to say another word about it, and never going to criticize or any place where it doesn't happen, but